Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
So we want Friday to be happy hour here. Friday, 4 o'clock is happy hour. You guys remember happy hour, right? Those of you who used to get off work at a normal hour, you'd go to your local watering hole and you'd drink on special. You'd drink...
From the very bottom of the barrel?
Yeah, you'd drink shelf liquor. For a discounted rate.
Liquor in plastic bottles.
Some of you chicks would drink rosé. Rosé all day. And by the way, that's just it's a lie that I hate Houston teams. I don't always hate Houston teams. I hate the current iteration of the Rockets, certainly.
Sure.
I mean, it's hard for me to like a team when I don't like any of the players. And I always say this. I don't like teams, per se, because players change on teams. If the Rockets and the Mavericks swapped rosters tomorrow, I would suddenly like the Rockets a little bit more, honestly, because I'd be more interested in their roster.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message to Aaron. If he likes it, he'll read it. Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, still 165 people there today. Got it up over 645 as they watched Tyler basically shoot.
No, that was Jason Braddock that they tuned
in. Oh, they tuned in for Braddock. He had to do shots of this Malort and this horrible menthol tobacco-flavored vodka, and Jason doesn't drink, so... You know, it was fun. So basically did a happy hour, which really lasted the first 2 hours. So if you missed all that, sorry. But it's available on podcastarena.com. Josh Ennis stayed with us for about an hour and a half. And, yeah, just a fun time. So we really haven't done anything meaningful today. This happy hour thing, I think, has potential. Like, we should have... Like a guest do this with us that, somebody reasonably famous. Like, once the season's over, we should have Justin Verlander in here doing happy hour with us and bad shots. Might be kind of fun.
I don't think he'll do that, though.
Aaron, they were asking you on Twitch who can drink the most at the station. And I will just say 5 years ago, I feel like I was the undisputed champion.
I said that you still are.
I don't think I am anymore. I honestly, I could not have shotgunned those things the way Nick and Tyler did. I would not be doing a show right now.
It's probably Tyler, would be my guess.
I think Tyler's a new champ.
I will say, by pure volume, John Granato, I bet he could go through a lot of Coors Lights.
Yeah, but I think all of us could go through a lot of Coors Lights because they're, 2%?
I don't know. B. Hannon Dat Boy said definitely not AJ. I put myself up in that mix because
AJ's in that mix. I do think you're, I don't think you're the champ though.
I don't think I am either. But I don't act like I'm rookie class.
But guys, I've been to Vegas with AJ many times where we've drank almost 24 hours straight. He can hold his own.
I can get down. Now.
He can hold his own.
I don't think any of us, except for the people who don't drink, are in the rookie class.
Oh, no. We're all...
I think all of us, compared to the average human, we're all holding our own.
No, dude, we're all Hall of Famers. Let's not just hold our own here. My goodness.
Giving myself that much credit.
Aaron, I've gotten really drunk with you before, too, so let's not pretend. This is a Hall of Fame class.
Tyler just wrote, 20 colors lights ain't bleep. Tyler's definitely drunk because he's misspelling Coors.
Actually,
poor Tyler. I hope he's out there drinking water and coffee now. Because if he is, he'll be fine in 30 minutes. He recovers fast. If he's still drinking beer, I did warn him. Okay, if you guys who weren't here last hour, I did warn him. So, but yeah, I think maybe it's time to make Tyler the champ.
I mean, yeah, I think he is. And Tyler says it, you know, AJ, me and Tyler, he says AJ and me used to drinking 13%ers. That's true. I mean, like, we go to these, Tyler and I will go to bottle shares where we, you know, between 10 people will open 30 bottles of beer that are all 13 right. to 17% alcohol, and we'll get down. That's that'll get you there. That'll get you there.
Yeah, I'm more. I can handle hard alcohol a little better, though, I would think. Although, again, I'm not like I was. Like, the last time I got really bad drunk was in January, and it messed me up so bad that I haven't had one of those episodes since. I don't think I can handle alcohol the way I used to. So, I think it's time to give it up to this is one where the
you
younger...
You think you hit the wall?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I could still put it away. And if we had like a one-off contest, like if another radio station wanted to challenge us to some kind of drink-off,
they would die.
Hey, man, let's get this done. Let's put it on the table, brother.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I could rise to the occasion to kill them.
I think this is what we need to do to actually make sure that we're the ones left standing. Let's issue the throw the gauntlet down versus the other two, and they'll all die.
Let's do it. You're scared by a dog. Come on.
I don't want to kill them, but I would love to see, let's just say... I'm not afraid to sit there and drink three quarters of a bottle of whiskey. Let's see if they can handle that. I can. I've done it and not died from alcohol poisoning. But I can't do it. You know, this is the thing. I'm not elite anymore. Because elite, this gets back to Deshaun Watson. Like, Deshaun Watson, to be elite, needs to be more consistent, right? He can be elite occasionally. I mean, he's had some games where he's been elite. I can still do that occasionally. But I'm no longer Tom Brady where I could do it every week, if that's fair.
Right.
So, like, once every, maybe a couple times a year.
Show up and have a big game.
I can show up and, you know, give my best, and then you look at it and say, man, dude still got it. But then I can't do it again. So, yeah, if we had some kind of competition. But, and see, it also comes down, somebody's like, yeah, and I mean, fair thought, but he says there needs to be a baseline to see who's the best. About how about whoever can shotgun the most Carbox in 10 minutes? See, there's a difference here.
My brother.
the whole rodeo clown thing.
I think that might be your brother.
Yeah, but, you know, it can't be just like, okay, who can shotgun the most beers or who can take the most shots? It has to be, because it's not, I mean, this isn't something where you can just judge it based on that. Because, like, some people, beer doesn't affect at all. And frankly, like, if we do whiskey, I can sit there and knock down whiskey for hours and it won't affect me the way. But if we had a wine off, I would pass out. I suck at wine. Like, wine gets me so drunk and so sick. And whenever we go out to a nice restaurant, the wife always wants to have a bottle of loves freaking Merlot. Wants a, you know, not Merlot, Malbec. She loves a Malbec. And so, whenever we do a nice dinner, she'll order an expensive Malbec. We'll split the bottle. And I get the bottom of that thing, and I'm like, you're going to have to drive home, man.
I might actually win the wine sector of that competition.
You can do that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So if we do wine, forget it. Whiskey, vodka, I still will hold my own. I don't know that I can win anymore. And, you know, beer, oddly enough, beer, like, I can drink stuff like this, the Stone Wheat Stout, which is what I'm having now. I can drink this no problem. But if I go to a football game and start getting Love Street out of the tap and drink about five of those,
saying draft beer messes you up more?
Draft beer kicks my ass for some reason. And it's there's no reason for it. It's not anything different. I just think because it's cold, you drink it faster and maybe you have more. But I don't know. Draft beer for some reason at a football game will mess me up. If I have canned beer, it really doesn't do anything. Somebody says recovery is a bitch after 50. I recovery is never the problem for me. I mean, I still bounce back like a champ, but I just don't, you know, I say that I don't really know because I haven't had one of those, you know, nutball drinking binges like I used to have. And even when we were in Vegas, I didn't drink as much the last time around. I think it's not maturity. I want to make that clear. But after a while, It's like, hey, it might, you know, maybe slow down just a little bit and enjoy it. But yeah, someone 1-3 wants to know: are bottle shares a white people thing?
I share with white, black, Hispanic, and Asians. All it's an all races thing. I think it's just a beer nerd thing.
281 said the baseline should be a triathlon with beer, wine, and hard liquor. See, does wine really belong in this? And I'm not throwing this out there because I just admitted that I'm a wine wimp.
I do like wine. The problem with wine is not a chugging alcohol.
It is not.
Right.
So
unless you're on the river and you got the bag.
Yeah, but like, let's say you put down two beers, two shots, and two glasses of wine. Two shots is no problem. Chugging two beers is probably no, especially because you're probably chugging something light. No problem. Chugging two glasses of wine is a task, and even doing it, it feels weird to do it. Like even if you can do it physically, it still feels like you're not supposed to be chugging wine.
Yeah, and now let me rephrase this: like a white wine or a light wine. I can drink that like nothing.
I don't like white wine.
I don't either. But I like red wine, and red wine is the one that will mess me up. But yeah, if we have a white wine, I mean, you could basically just set up a spigot, and I'll drink the whole thing. I'll be fine. I don't know why. So, you know what we need to do is find for next week, and Aaron, I'm giving you a little assignment here. Because this is like a Chicago thing, that was kind of cool. Let's see if we can find another shot that is common to a certain area and that people do all the time and make it someplace we'd like to go. Like, what's a great Australian shot? And then we'll...
Oi, oi, oi!
Or New Zealand. And, you know, something like that. Find something that's cultural so that we can have some fun with it. And hopefully be something kind of disgusting. Like a naked sheep or something like right. that. Yeah, that's all. So, anyway, and people are making some suggestions.
including Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler's engaging in there. Says one bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Did you see that Mookie Betts joined a club yesterday that there ain't many people in? The 6 home run in a game club.
Wow.
There are 3 people who have done that.
Yeah.
Who have the 3 people have done it 6 times in their career. And Mookie Betts, how old's Mookie Betts? He's got to be in his like mid 20s to late 20s. I think he's a pretty young guy.
27, yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday he hit 3 home runs. He hit them all by the 5th inning. He hit 3 home runs. That was the 6th time in his career that he's done that. He's tied now with Sammy Sosa.
I obviously heard you wrong because I thought you said 6 home runs.
No. 6 times he's hit 3 home runs in a game. Runs. Him, Sammy Sosa, and Johnny Mize, who played when you were a young man.
I like to call him Mize.
They're the only 3 guys who ever hit 3 home runs in a game 6 times. So pretty elite company. For a dude who's 27 years old. Mookie Betts is... And Mookie Betts, the first time he hit 3 home runs in a game was 2016. 4 years later, he's done it now 6 times. That's insane.
Apparently, you did say 6 homers in a game. somebody on text line says he has some stuff from Denmark. Danish schnapps. Now, that would be the kind of thing I'm looking for. Because it sounds disgusting.
It doesn't sound good.
No.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
Let's dance, big boy.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975. You know this song, everybody come hang. Let's go out with a bang. Bang, bang, bang. Here we go. So put your best face on, everybody pretend. This is the Blitz. Don't you get it? On ESPN 975.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. We'll take a call. It's a Friday.
Everybody's been, is that.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of feel like we've come out of hyperspace, so I've got to find a way to get the energy back up.
You don't feel good?
No, I feel good.
I'm feeling good, man.
Yeah?
I'm not going to lie. I feel great.
Good. Then where do you want to go with the show? I have a story on the five stages of day drinking.
Perfect. Sounds like it fits what we've been talking about.
Yeah, today. Yeah. If we're gonna stay on it, but you know, I do think there is some other stuff we could get to. I mean,
probably boring stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Crap, it's a video. I can't do it.
Yeah, let's talk about the fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, the whole show's been fun.
That's true. We did have happy hour today.
Happy hour and a half, really.
Yeah, it was an extended happy hour. Yeah, people like that.
Maybe we'll get it to... If we're going to do this for 3 hours, though, I'm Ubering next week.
Okay.
I just want a warning because I...
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Well, no, I'll do it. I'll go the distance with you guys. I will do it. But, like, I mean, I had to shut it off here because I got to drive home. So, if we're going to do this for the whole show next week, I'll Uber my ass down here and make the wife come pick me up.
Do it. You tell her to get down here on time or else.
Yeah. Else what?
Or else.
What am I going to do?
You know what you'll do. You'll show her.
No, I won't. She'll show me. She'll show me her bank
account.
What
about you, Aaron? I mean, are you good to drive?
Yeah. I've also got 2 hours to sober up.
Yeah, you got some time.
Well, and you also...
Well, don't you guys do happy hour on Friday on late hits?
No, we stopped that a few, like, months ago now.
Ah, okay.
When bars reopened, they killed it off because they couldn't hang. So
gotcha. But do you think Creighton will take a shot?
No, I know he'll wuss out on that.
He sucks, man.
I've got to do a Skeeters game tomorrow. Don't have time for it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how the NBA is screwing the Rockets with this schedule.
I mean, the fact that Jason, who doesn't drink, did it, and Creighton probably won't, and Creighton does drink, that's just lame.
Yeah.
I mean, he's welcome to prove me wrong, but
he's not gonna prove
you
wrong.
I would bet a lot of money that he won't even touch it.
Crane's a punk. He's a punk biatch.
But
Granado would say, he's a biatch.
Aaron has to drink the rest of that Woot Stout I brought because it's a damn good beer, and I don't want... I see half of it still left. I can't drink anymore.
Oh, sure you can.
No, I can't.
I'll take a little pull off that during the break.
You know, this is 2 weeks in a row, so I'm not going to bring... the beers that I really want to try anymore for this because we take shots of crap and then nobody drinks the good stuff and I don't want the beer to go to waste. Plus it's a bomber size. So, Ken knows something about Danish schnapps. Why the hell not? What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you, sir.
I was the one that just texted you about the Danish schnapps and, I was going to give you a little background on it. I was born in Denmark, just kind of grew up on this stuff, and I've always been that guy that likes to mess with his friends and let them try some foreign Danish liquor, and every single one of them, it's just, I grew up on it, it's got a real strong licorice flavor to it, you have to drink it frozen, but it'll get you. On my dad's 40th birthday party, it was kind of this traditional Danish dinner where you have bottles of this stuff for every four people, and you just do shots the whole way through. Every time somebody does a toast, you do shots.
You have to drink it frozen?
No, it's not frozen, but like you freeze it so it's cold when you drink it. You want to drink it ice cold. Let me rephrase. Sorry about that.
Okay, I thought you were saying but, like the only way you could do it.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Jeez.
I do these shots all day. I'm thinking, cool, 15 years old. And by 5 o'clock, I'm passed out in my room on my bed. Meanwhile, my grandpa was sitting across from me. He's been doing this his whole life. He's just slow sipping this stuff every time there's a toast. But it'll get you. You can find it at Specs. They have Danish and Norwegian versions. So if you guys want to kind of get exotic and try something crazy, definitely give that a shot.
That actually sounds like something we should do. Aaron,
I mean, it sounds disgusting.
It does sound disgusting.
I'm open to trying it.
Stay on the line. Aaron, get the name of that thing from him, and we'll... We'll see if we can't find it. That wouldn't be a bad thing. See, that's what I want. I want something you know, cultural that people have. Because, like, I got to tell you,
the middle. Yeah, what, Malort was cultural?
Yeah, I know. Chicago.
Yeah.
Not
John Granato said he's not drinking any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I thought Granato would be like, hell yeah, brother, climb on. I'll drink it.
And back in the day.
And John does not. He's like, no, I'm not climbing on that. I'll climb on some Coors Light, but that's it.
Back in the day, John would hit a lot of stuff. But, you know, it's the thing. He's a big star now. He can't afford that stuff.
Man. I was sure John was going to be like, hell yeah, let's party. Let's get down. And he's like, think, nope, not me. I said, I'll save the Malort in my office for you. He's like, hell no.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's had it before. But, yeah, somebody, I bet Jason didn't think it would get the 500 viewers. I have to say.
Did you have your doubts
no,
as well?
No, because the thing about the Blitzers is they you challenge him to something, yeah, they're going to figure
it. We meet
the... We have one guy who had two different had it open on two different devices just to make sure. See, that's how our guys are. That's why they're the best. That's why they're the best. And you challenge them to something like that, and they'll make it happen. So, Behan, as I heard about the stories at Nick's place, yeah, I used to get drunk with Granato and his crew at Nick's place all the time, and we'd have a lot of stuff. I think I'm at the point now where I don't want to get. I just don't want to get stupid drunk anymore. If I want to, no, that doesn't mean I won't drink at home until I get to pass out mode. But I'm not going to be passed out to the point where I'm staggering to get to the couch.
Well, you're no fun anymore.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just it.
You're not even. You're barely a degenerate now.
Now wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm still. You know, just because at some point you have to back off and
can
give
we get
up
a ruling on this, Aaron? I mean, is Fred turning into a wuss?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, all due respect for your past performances, but it's just...
I invented this game, okay?
It's not the same now.
You guys are just visiting it.
There's a lot of people disappointed in hearing this right now.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm, you know, I'm done, but...
A lot of people looked up to you, respected you.
Champs don't retire.
Yeah.
I'm not retiring.
You're pretty much
but
saying you're
no,
retiring.
No, but, you know, there was a time when I could, I could answer the bell every week. Not a problem. Every night, actually. But you know what? Even Floyd Mayweather can't fight as much anymore. Jones can't fight every month. You know, I can still do it on occasion. But... I just think, you know, at some point.
This is what you were known for, man. This was your thing.
It's like if Ozzy just stops biting the heads off of animals.
Yeah, pretty much. I think he's done that.
Yeah, he kind of does.
But can we all agree Ozzy's not as cool now as he used to be?
Honestly, I think what's happened here, well, that's because you can't even understand him anymore.
Yeah, that's going to be you as soon as you stop drinking.
Well, that'd be a real problem doing, right? Of course, it didn't stop him from doing television.
Sharon.
You know what I think this is? I think this is just the Rona because I've stopped going out and
I think that's the problem for real because you are the kind. This is where you and I are different. You are a drinker. You like to drink with people. You like to drink and like you like to be drinking around other people.
Yeah.
I get annoyed when other people are drunk and I'm not as drunk as them. There's probably nothing worse than me to be honest. Like that's like my least favorite thing is when someone else is hammered and I'm not.
Yeah, that sucks for anybody.
But that's why I don't really like to drink with people that often. I mean, I'll do it, but I mean, that was your thing. You're like a, because you like to be the, you like
I'm
to be
a
the,
social, I'm a social guy.
You like to be the life of the party. You like, yeah. You'd like,
it's I'm a hedonist.
A storytelling time for you. So without that, I would imagine drinking's not as fun. I could see that.
Well, and that's kind of where I am. And I'm sure if this ever ends and we go to Vegas again and we're around all our friends in Vegas, I'm sure it'll be back.
Well, but, I've already told Tracy I don't want you to go to Vegas anymore because you've stopped drinking. We're going to replace you with someone else.
Okay.
Aaron's going to come out and do the show with me and just get lit all the time and do shots.
Fair enough. I'll just stay home and be responsible.
No one's looking for that in Vegas.
No, I mean, no, but I you know, that's, I feel like that's so far away. I feel like that's more than a year away.
Yeah, we actually got an order from the people who do the boxing stuff, and we're going to have to figure out a way to do, you know, promote the fights without a radio row. Because we're not going back to Vegas, but we are going to be promoting a fight coming up here soon.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Oh, of course we will.
We're professionals. We can do that. So.
Oh, I don't even need to. You don't need to pull out a paper to tell you about.
You need
Carbach.
To open that green folder for Carbach.
Oh, sweet, sweet Carbach, how we love you. Let us count the ways. And I actually talked to Eric Warner, the head brewer out at Carbach, the brewmeister, today, and he said, "How about this? On Monday, you swing by the brewery, and you can pick up some beer, and we'll do a virtual tasting on Monday." So. We'll have beer. Eric will have the same beer, even though he's still in Colorado living the good life. And we're going to try some of the latest and greatest from Carbach Brewing. Of course, you can get your hands on that as well, because while it's not always easy to get into a bar these days, you can get to the grocery store. And Carbach's made sure that all the shelves are stocked with all their goodies. They've got the big party packs. They've got the IPA packs. They've got something for everybody, really. And it's all friggin' delicious. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what the latest is going on with Carbach. And when you're out at the grocery store or you're out at a restaurant, make sure you ask for a Carbach.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret, Fred.
You know, you guys can make fun of me, but I like this song. I'm sorry. Crank that up, man.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
Yeah. I used to sing this with my daughter when she was a kid. She was a really good singer, and I was helping her, you know, and that's one of the songs we used to do. Somebody brought up a good point. I have been smoking a lot more weed, which is probably why I'm drinking less. I'm not really drinking less. I'm just not getting trashed anymore. That's all. Oh, boy. All right. Still 1-0 Canucks over the Blues after one. Vancouver surprisingly won game one. So we got that one going. And also, we're making a list here of
checking it twice.
International liquors. A friend of mine says Baijiu fits the bill. We need to try that. Baijiu. Says we have to try that.
Have to.
Yeah. I trust this guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's one of us.
It says Baijiu is Chinese, and it basically...
we don't want anything from China.
Translates
right now.
To burnt liquor.
Yeah, I don't want anything from China right now. Sorry. You guys sent the virus? I'm out.
Most favorable reviews of Baijiu by Westerners have called it funky, with a rotting sweet fruit flavor and a touch of nuttiness. That's the good reviews. I'll try anything once.
Yeah. Somebody's asking, what about a Canadian one? You know, the only things that I think they do in Canada that are like my wife drinks a lot of Caesars, which I mean, it's just beer with Caesar juice, basically.
What do they call it?
I'm blanking on it now, but it's just like tomato type juice that they put in beer. Yeah, it's gross. You drink a lot of Paralyzers, but I think that's not a Canadian thing.
Is that your favorite Finger 11 song?
That's my only favorite Finger 11 song.
$100 says the Buzz has played that in the last two or three hours.
Well, that song's like 15 years old now,
too.
They don't
care,
I know.
Bro.
It's been around forever.
They played it right after the Clint Eastwood by the Gorillaz. That's like their go-to still.
Oh, man. But the... I'm trying to think of what else. They drink a lot of rye up there, which is cool. But I don't know if they have a drink where you can just... That's kind of their signature.
Crown Royal.
No, not really. You know, basically up there, every time I go, well, see, like, it's funny. Like, I went to London, it's all gin and tonic.
Yeah.
But Canada, they basically, like, it's a Caesar beer stuff. That's about it. I'm going to have to do some research now, but that's usually what they drink. Now, I get up there and they have really good beer now because they got that brewery I go to, which actually on my shirt today, Blackbridge Brewery. There was also this old guy who made vodka and then sold like 40 bottles a year that lived in this little town up there. And that was one of the years where the bottle got broken on the way back. I was so pissed because the vodka was amazing, but he's dead now. And that was just like small town Saskatchewan, so that doesn't count. But
what about maple whiskey? Do they drink that in Canada?
Not really. Basically, they like their rye.
Okay.
And beer, which they don't want to hear this, but up until they started getting in the craft beer business, their beer wasn't that great. They did have one that you could only get in Saskatchewan called Pilsner. It's a Pilsner, but it was called Pilsner. Fantastic. And that's all I used to drink when I was up there, but now they've got, you know, a really good brewery. So
my friend from Montreal, we drank something called Caribou Shots, and it's a warm drink, and it's got vodka, sherry, brandy, and port wine. And they say I don't know how true this is, but before, back in the old days, apparently this was an Inuit drink. The Native Americans there would use caribou blood instead of port wine, and they heat it up, and it's, once you hear that they drank it with caribou blood, it's a little bit gross to even think about. And I don't particularly like a hot beverage.
Right, right.
A hot alcoholic beverage, but it's not the worst thing in the world.
I believe Lance has had those shots with Ryan Lachey at Riel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He makes them there?
I think he's like specially made it for Lance.
Really?
When they stay there after closing and just
Maybe he could specially make those for us and bring them in.
We need to talk to Lance.
I think I might go to Riel for my birthday dinner.
I want to go to the new sandwich shop that they opened up inside.
I've heard it's good.
Riel's fantastic. We went there for Canada Day. They had a special takeout that we went and picked up, and it was just amazing. So, you know, could invite Ryan in. He could join us for it.
Come on in, Ryan.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to up the dump button. Apparently,
well, that's okay. Open invitation, and you know, I'll wear whichever hockey sweater he wants to represent.
A lot of people,
except for the Canadians. I will not do that.
A lot of people saying mezcal. Mezcal is delicious. I drink mezcal regularly, like not as a challenge. And
it's a really good sipping. I like to just sip it. Yeah.
Mezcal is also, it's not something you shoot. It's not cheap. It's not something you shoot. It's a delicacy. All right.
Yeah. Well, and it all depends, like that vodka that I had Aaron pick up for me. Like that's a... one block of ice vodka, nothing else in it, and just sip on it. And that should last you half an hour. The other vodka is just poured in there, mix it up, boom, go.
I've been making those with Chalk old fashions where you like you put some tequila, you put some mezcal, you put some bitters, and like a burnt up orange peel. And
yeah.
It's like an old fashioned except made with tequila and mezcal. Oh, it's so good. It is so good. Yeah, mezcal's not what we're talking about. We're talking about stuff that you'll try on a dare.
Right, right.
Bro,
yeah.
Mezcal's in my rotation.
Yeah, anything that we actually drink at home that you don't mix with anything, or you make a specialty drink out of. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about crap like this.
Yeah. I've never spent more than $100 on a bottle of Malort. I have spent over $100 on a bottle of Mezcal.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
You know, and if we decide to continue this on Fridays, there is a whole library of bad flavored vodkas that we could go through.
Oh, yes.
Now, I don't know that they'll ever be this bad.
Well, they're all the rest of them are still $20.
Well,
this one's still $3.
Yeah, well, and there was no reason for him to bring another one.
I love that it's got a tobacco leaf on it. He did have to bring it because he took a shot of it.
Yeah, but he wasn't planning to. We had to shame him into it. We had to bully him.
I might take this with me and make my brother drink it. I'm going to visit my brother this weekend.
Oh, I bet he would.
He'll drink.
He'll think it's a challenge, and then he'll want to prove to you that you're wrong. There's another goal for the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, the Blizz are on the way out.
Well, it's seven game series, but this is only game two.
They're on the way out.
But they're not
Who's
playing
the higher
well.
Seed.
Well, the Blues.
Blizz.
But they didn't play well in the round robin, and I just assumed that they would start turning it up here, but they haven't. And
the Canucks are my secondary hockey team.
They're fun to watch, man. They got they've got three of the best young players in the league, and then a bunch of just old gritty veterans who'll beat you up.
Because before the Predators existed, the Canucks were my favorites, mostly because of NHL 94 and Pavel the Russian Rocket Bure.
Yeah,
the greatest hockey player who's ever lived, probably.
He was for that game.
Oh, yes.
He was Gretzky on that game. Yeah, but interesting. The Blues will turn it around, but that's one thing. It's hard to tell, you know, with this whole bubble thing. Like, Boston came in best record in the entire league, and they wind up with a 4 seed because they lose all three of the games, not playing well. They did win. I still think they beat Carolina, but I think they'll get better as you go. I kind of think that way about St. Louis, but so far, not too much.
You could actually be Wayne Gretzky on NHL 94, but I didn't like to use Wayne Gretzky because Wayne Gretzky was left-handed. And even in hockey video games,
yeah,
it's annoying when the players are left-handed. You get used to you expect to have a certain it's like having a left-handed quarterback on Madden. Nobody wants that, let's face it.
Corn Fan 1992 says Dallas is taking it. Before the break, I would have given them a really good chance. I don't like the way they're playing. Oh, they waved the goal off from a coach's challenge.
Oh, no!
But I actually bet Calgary. Well, I didn't bet Calgary because they want to be in the favorites, but I picked Calgary to win that series. I do have a Calgary future ticket to win the whole thing at 20. What's this, 25 to 1? All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go in the week. And we'll have late hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock up next. Braddock looked like he lived through his two disgusting shots. So, somebody was asking, did we discuss the Cormier-Miocic fight yet, which we have not. And as soon as AJ gets back, hopefully he will discuss that fight with you.
Tyler's leaving knives and things around here.
Technically, I think Nick is the one who left it because he was the one who used it last for the shotgun. But yeah. Yes, that was Tyler's knife, I believe.
People wanted your thoughts on the fight tomorrow night.
Honestly, I mean... It's hard for me to say who I think is going to win. I hope Daniel Cormier wins. He's the much more likable guy. But I think these two guys are pretty evenly matched. And really, through all the rounds that they fought, Daniel Cormier has been the better guy for most of them. And then he got caught once. So I don't know. I think if the fight goes long, it's probably bad news for Cormier because he looks like he gasses out now. And I don't know if that's an age thing because he's not a young guy, obviously. I think it's a close fight. It's probably I'm hoping it's going to be a good fight, but I don't really have a feel for who's going to win.
Okay, so I will root for Cormier. I'm not gonna throw any money down. And
if you're putting money down on the fight, put down the fight will start the fourth round.
Okay.
Fight will start fourth round was +100 earlier today.
Okay.
And that's in my package from pregame.com. That's one of the – I've got 8 picks in that package, and my pick for the main event is Daniel Cormier, Stipe Miocic will start round 4 +100.
I like to call him Stipe.
Stipe.
All right, let's do some stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
Should be plenty.
This week.
Can I just say how much –
But radiation wouldn't kill you, right?
Not right away.
But you think it would ever kill you?
No, radiation's not.
Might actually help grow your hair back.
Yeah.
My hair's doing fine, dickweed.
Well, more than that.
Might even help bring your penis back.
Yeah, no, that thing's gone. 5K, I'd bang the old ladies and have an after-sex glass of Coleman milk.
Hey, brother, let me tell you something. Sex for money, it's a tale as old as time. I'll tell you something, brother. When I was a quarterback at the Dallas Cowboys, I'd have old men paying me to bang their old ladies out wearing my football helmet. But again, I was the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
It's the oldest perfection in the world.
It's the oldest perfection in the world. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323. Money to 232323 and start saving today with TGS Insurance. I know saying, you've been getting your Texans news from a kid diddler because you're on the follower list. You're associate. You're an associated act.
I didn't even know I'm on the follower
list. You follow him.
You're making that up.
You want me to screenshot it and tweet that out with your name on it?
I didn't say I wasn't. I'm just saying.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart.
Howdy.
Tyler Scott, just a badass. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. Not the Baytown badass, though.
So. Oh, man, ain't nobody. He's the Pearland
badass.
He's
the Pearland badass, yeah.
I know this is how you remind me. I know rock star.
But, I mean, honestly, if you go through, well, I guess here's how I put it. He could play a song, and I could probably tell you what it is, but I couldn't tell you more than... that I've never heard more than 30 seconds.
Photograph.
Of. Yeah.
Look at this photograph.
Something in your mouth.
Every time I do it makes me laugh.
And if you missed the first hour. Yeah.
503.
There you go. That's the third one already. If you missed the first hour, it will be available.
Throw you off
shortly. On, well, yeah. It's like, it. I mean, a really big one like that, just. I'll be talking about something.
Time, bud.
I won't even remember what the hell I was talking about because
when it's that big, you can smell it on Twitch.
We get the Joe Kelly thing out of the way.
Been hearing a little bit when he gets.
Dude, I hate that. Did you just punch the wrong button?
Yes.
See, I
tried to hit delete, and it hit the right above delete is the volume up button.
Yep. It took me forever to figure out R. Kelly and Reckless Kelly weren't the same person. Well, I mean, I just thought maybe
one's
it was
a country band.
Well, I didn't know. I don't really listen to either one of them, so I thought maybe he just shortens his name every now and then from Reckless to R.
I think I'll forgive murder before I'll forgive.
I get that. As crazy as that might sound, but
children.
I get it.
Now, if you murder a kid, I mean, they equal out.
How about if it's Benjamin Button? Where do you fall on that?
I don't know.
Well, but whereabouts?
And when he's an old?
That's a fair point.
Because if you kill him when he's old, he's technically young, but he's still old.
So is it old junk or young old? Yeah. I mean, how does this work? Where do you fall on this? I need to know the power.
Are we talking about murder or sex with Benjamin Button?
Both.
That's tough.
You got to catch him in the middle on the sex thing.
I think that's the move.
Yeah.
Can you isolate that audio? Okay, thank you.
Stupid stuff.
This week.
Yeah, when to bang Benjamin Button, and it wasn't even nearly the weirdest thing we talked about this
week. No, we had a wild week, friends.
It's been a lot of fun, and guess what? you know, we'll start it all over again next week and see what kind of mischief we can get into then. You guys got any weekend plans? You going? Is this weekend you guys are going to?
I'm going to San Antonio, Texas,
nice.
Man.
Oh, yeah. You're leaving right after the show. Cool. Have fun. I'm glad you guys are doing that. Support the business. Be safe, though. You know, Aaron, you got anything?
Going to Brendan's of Houston tomorrow for Houston Restaurant Weeks with some friends. And then going to see my grandparents on Sunday because I haven't seen them in a few weeks. Go spend some time drinking around the pool with them.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, I got nothing.
Nothing?
Nah, I don't know. We talked about doing a couple things, but we don't. We'll just decide last minute. I think she's got, I was talking about it on Twitch, she's got dog training tomorrow for the agility class, so she'll probably do that. I'll probably just day drink.
All right.
But, you know, and then I've been spending more time, and I know you make fun of this, but doing the disc training with the dog.
Frisbee training.
Frisbee training. I actually have a book for it.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, she's progressing really well. She's doing better than I am with it.
Is she going to make the all-star team?
I don't know. I'm at some point, she may be a champion. So there.
She's not going to be a champion.
You don't know that.
I do. Maybe in the Dalmatian class.
She's a very agile dog. Like, she can jump like 5 feet in the air.
I'm saying, if they have a class for only Dalmatians, she may win. But Dalmatians, compared to most other dog breeds, are very dumb. We've had this discussion
before. No, that's not true
at
all. It's
100% true.
No, it's not. No,
you're looking at your kid and saying, oh, my kid's he's a genius.
No, they're not dumb dogs. They really aren't. Now, the problem with them is...
It's dumber than your other dog, isn't it?
No, she's not.
Well,
not at all.
Your other dog's is malfunctioning.
No, she's extremely... I think you're misinformed on Dalmatians. They're smart. The problem is 80% of them are born deaf. That's why people think they're dumb. And that's not true at all. They're very smart. They're just very hyper. And
I think they're
in this case...
I've been around a couple... dummies.
Well, that's totally incorrect, believe me. Oh well. All right,
Fred's mad now because I called his dog dumb.
No, I mean you're just misinformed on Dalmatians.
No, I'm not. I've been around them.
I'm telling you, the ones that you probably think are dumb,
you've been around one.
No, actually, that's not the first one I've been around.
I've been around three different ones, all morons. You've been around one and you're assuming the whole breed is smart. I'm telling you, you might have a good one, that's fine. In general, the breed is dumb.
Incorrect.
Smarter than Chihuahuas, but that's about it.
Actually, did a lot of research on this. Actually, I had to pass a test to get to buy the damn dog. That ought to tell you something.
Pass a test?
Yeah, because they only sell them.
Yeah, because they said, we need a person who's smart enough to make up for how dumb this dog
is. No, it's not smart.
Answer this algebra question, and we'll know that dog can live with you. Otherwise, just keep it alive.
They just want you to be able to deal with the fact that they are hyper nutballs, but that doesn't mean they're dumb. All right, let's get the hell out of here. Just have another beer, Hoffman. You guys have a great weekend. Till Monday, stay Rona free, bitches.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.